London living wage, £15 now. Currently the London living wage is set at £10.55. The Socialist Party is launching a campaign for a £15 an hour London living wage. The Charity Trust for London estimates that, depending on the kind of household, it costs between 15% and 60% more to live in London than elsewhere. 4 in 10 Londoners don't reach even the minimum income standard, an amount worked out by the Centre for Research in Social Policy, based on what the public generally consider an acceptable minimum standard of living. That's 3.6 million people. In the rest of UK it's 3 in 10, bad enough. The London living wage is not a legal minimum, it is only voluntary, but has come to be seen as a minimum by a big layer of workers. A series of low-paid workers, including cleaners, security staff and catering workers, have fought for, and won the London living wage. There are now over 1,500 London living wage employers. But still over 700,000 workers are paid less than the living wage in London, and only 19 of 33 London councils are London living wage employers. Nonetheless, at £10.55 an hour, the current level of the London living wage is not enough. This is illustrated by the fact that in inner London, the lowest paying local government is now £11.31 an hour. Several groups of low-paid workers have fought for more than the current level. In the summer of 2017, workers at the Barts Hospital Trust in East London, already on the London living wage, fought a big campaign for an increase. Cleaners on London Overground, members of the RMT, are currently striking for the London living wage, but they are also campaigning for increases in line with RPI inflation. Camden parking wardens are currently striking for more than £11 an hour. When it was launched, there was initially discussion about setting the London living wage at the European decency threshold, which at that stage was 68% of average earnings. If the London living wage were set at that level today, on a 35-hour week it would be £14.70 an hour. Some groups of workers are already testing out demands for this level of pay. The idea of £15 an hour has been met with enthusiasm by many workers and trade union members, when it has been discussed. Going from £10.55 to £15 would be a 42% increase. Undoubtedly, bosses would scream that they can't afford it. But why not aim high? What is achievable is decided by the struggle. The victory for a $15 an hour minimum wage in Seattle represented a massive transfer of wealth and was a 50% increase on the US federal minimum wage. The Senior Salaries Review Body recommended that judges get a 42% increase. Why is it so outlandish to demand that low-paid workers should have the same? £15 an hour on a 35-hour week would mean £27,000 annually. As the benefit cap is £26,000, this would genuinely mean making work pay. £15 an hour, after tax and national insurance, would achieve a minimum income standard for a family. Sadiq Khan in 2020 the elections for the London Mayor and Assembly take place. We want to raise £15 as a demand on Labour Mayor Sadiq Khan. Under Corbyn's Labour, the London living wage should be set at a level that means people really do move out of low pay. We demand the same of every Labour council, and of Transport for London. All the councils and the London Authority have reserves and borrowing powers. It is not good enough to bewail the Tory cuts to local government funding. We say they should use their reserves and borrowing powers to stop all the cuts, and pay £15 an hour, and mount a massive campaign for the funding necessary. Not only would such a campaign help to oust the Tories as soon as possible, but if Jeremy Corbyn and John McDonnell were to pledge that an incoming Labour government will underwrite any debts incurred, it would mean councils in the Greater London Authority could pay a £15 an hour London living wage right now. What would it mean for a minimum wage worker? A London retail worker says, £15 an hour might seem like a big jump from the current dismal minimum wage. However, to myself and other low-paid workers it would make a huge difference. Many low-paid workers currently do two jobs, just to get by. £15 would ease the worry about not being able to pay the rent, or being forced to live in substandard housing as that's all we can afford. It would stop the constant budgeting of every penny. It would mean that many of us would feel we could start a family without the fear that we cannot afford to. We all deserve to earn a wage we can actually live on. What could it mean for a salaried worker? National Education Union General Secretary Kevin Courtney told the Times Educational Supplement, "There are newly qualified teachers who tell us they've worked out how many hours they've worked in a week, and they've divided that by the amount of pay they get per week, and they've come up with numbers which show they are slightly, only around 10%, above the minimum wage with their hourly rates." A £15 an hour London living wage demand, especially if some groups of workers started to win it, could inspire salaried workers like teachers to fight for better pay increases themselves.